Hello, ladies and gents, and welcome to this new edition of the LWIM podcast. This is your host, Gio. And dare I say, I'm a bit perturbed, I'm troubled, I'm angered, I'm a little bit of everything this morning. Well, because I had to hear this silly clip and this ridiculous, I don't know what else to call it, this heresy being spoken by this quote-unquote pastor. Anyways, take a listen and I'll comment on it after you hear it.
Several years ago, we had an art show at our church, and people brought in all kinds of sculptures and paintings, and we put them on display, and there was this one piece that had a quote from Gandhi in it. And lots of people found this piece compelling. They'd stop and sort of stare at it and take it in and reflect on it, but not everybody found it that compelling. Somewhere in the course of the art show, somebody attached a handwritten note to the piece, and on the note, they had written, "Reality check, he's in hell." Gandhi's in hell? He is? And someone knows this for sure and felt the need to let the rest of us know? Will only a few select people make it to heaven? And will billions and billions of people burn forever in hell? And if that's the case, how do you become one of the few? Is it what you believe or what you say or what you do or who you know or something that happens in your heart? Or do you need to be initiated or baptized or take a class or converted or being born again? How does one become one of these few? And then there is the question behind the questions, the real question, what is God like? Because millions and millions of people were taught that the primary message, the center of the gospel of Jesus, is that God is going to send you to hell unless you believe in Jesus. And so what gets subtly sort of caught and taught is that Jesus rescues you from God. But what kind of God is that, that we would need to be rescued from this God? How could that God ever be good? How could that God ever be trusted? And how could that ever be good news? This is why lots of people want nothing to do with the Christian faith. They see it as an endless list of absurdities and inconsistencies, and they say, why would I ever want to be a part of that? See, what we believe about heaven and hell is incredibly important because it exposes what we believe about who God is and what God is like. What you discover in the Bible is so surprising, unexpected, and beautiful that whatever we've been told or taught, the good news is actually better than that, better than we could ever imagine. The good news is that love wins.
What? Are you serious? I mean, when I first heard this, I was troubled to my core, but I had to listen to it again and again to see if I was hearing what I was truly hearing. I mean, I was troubled. I was bothered. I wanted to reach through the screen. You know what? Let me just leave it at that. Anyways, here's the thing. When you listen to this clip, you're listening to the voice of Rob Bell, who is the pastor, the senior pastor of Mars Hill Church in Michigan. And he's an emergent, along with many others like Brian McLaren and Doug Padgett and all of these new wave of young preachers that want to be hip and don't want to be teaching absolutes, biblical absolutes, because they say that it causes controversy and it splits the church. So therefore, they resort to half-truths and lies and resort to Eastern mysticism, things that we know commonly as the emergent church. But anyways, listening to this clip, it's very obvious that Rob Bell has a very, very different view than what the scriptures tell us about heaven and hell. See, it seems, from what I can tell, I mean, the book is coming out. This is a video promoting his book that's coming out later in the month called Love Wins. And in it, supposedly, he discusses about heaven and hell. But by looking at the clip, what is he trying to say? That by implication, there is no such a place as heaven and hell? We know that a lot of emergents teach that. We know that they go contrary to what Jesus himself taught, that there is a literal place called heaven where all of God's children, all of the people that place their trust in Jesus Christ go. And then there's another place called hell, which in Greek is known as Gehenna. And this place is for Satan, for his demons, for Antichrist, for the false prophet, and for all of those that will be judged at the great white throne judgment of Jesus. All of the sinners will go there to spend eternity there in torment because they rejected the living Son of God. That was their greatest sin. So therefore, but I mean, let's dissect this little by little and see where the heresy begins and where it ends. Listen to this.
Several years ago, we had an art show at our church, and people brought in all kinds of sculptures and paintings, and we put them on display, and there was this one piece that had a quote from Gandhi in it. And lots of people found this piece compelling. They'd stop and sort of stare at it and take it in and reflect on it, but not everybody found it that compelling. Somewhere in the course of the art show, somebody attached a handwritten note to the piece, and on the note they had written, "Reality check, he's in hell." Gandhi's in hell? He is? And someone knows this for sure and felt the need to let the rest of us know?
Wait a minute. An art show in a church? Are you kidding me? An art show in a church? And then, to make matters worse, to make it more ridiculous, someone used a quote from Gandhi, of all people? And then he goes on to question, can we really know if Gandhi is in hell? Well, if he died without Jesus, Rob, then obviously he is in hell. I mean, the Bible tells you that those that die without Christ will suffer eternal torment. Jesus himself spoke of this. Remember this. But how can you know? How can anyone know that? I mean, let's dissect this even more. Gandhi denied that Jesus was the savior of the world. And more so, his acts, which people try to suppress, especially those that try to promote yoga and Hinduism, and so on and so forth, and Eastern mysticism. This guy was a bit of a molester when you think about it. This guy bathed with young teenagers. What was the reasoning for that? Anyways, we'll move on. I don't have time to cover all of that. Let's play the next part.
Will only a few select people make it to heaven? And will billions and billions of people burn forever in hell? And if that's the case, how do you become one of the few?
Only a select few? What is he trying to say by that? Only a select few. Like if God chooses, he's getting into Calvinism now, but God chooses these people and everyone else he condemns. Is that what he's trying to say?
And then there is the question behind the questions. The real question, what is God like? Because millions and millions of people were taught that the primary message, the center of the gospel of Jesus, is that God is going to send you to hell unless you believe in Jesus. And so what gets subtly sort of caught and taught is that Jesus rescues you from God. But what kind of God is that, that we would need to be rescued from this God? How could that God ever be good? How could that God ever be trusted? And how could that ever be good news?
What is God like? What? That's not the gospel. This is heresy. This is heresy at its peak. This is anathema. This is exactly what Paul spoke about. If anyone, even if an angel, even if us, we come to you with another gospel, let him be accursed. Let him be anathema. This is what he's teaching. It's been taught before that the gospel is that God sent Jesus to die for you so that he can liberate you from the hell that he's created for you. That's in essence what he's saying. Think about it. And Jesus rescues you from God? I mean, what kind of an outlook does Rob Bell have on God himself? What is his worldview? How does he view God? What does he think God is like? Obviously, his words are very telling. They're very revealing. They expose what he actually believes about God. I mean, think about that. Look at the questions he asks. How could that God ever be good? How could that ever be good news? Ladies and gentlemen, the gospel is very simple. Adam sins, he thrusts the rest of humanity into submission into sin, into slavery of sin. Therefore, we're aligned with the devil. Listen to this. That way you get a clearer view of what hell's original intent was, or where or for whom it was intended originally. It's very interesting when you read the Matthew 25 passage. And Jesus, in verse 41, he's talking about how he, the Son of Man, will judge the nations. And he says, then he will also say to those on the left hand, which he calls the goats, in this truth here, Depart from me, you cursed, into the everlasting fire prepared for the devil and his angels. Hell, Gehenna, was originally intended just for the devil and his angels, for his demons. But what happens? Adam sells us to sin. And now we are the devil's property. But yet Jesus is sent to the earth. Why? By God, so that we can be reconciled to God through Jesus. Listen to what Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's very clear. The ministry of reconciliation, the doctrine of justification. Listen to this. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. All things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Verse 18. Now all things are of God, who has reconciled us to himself through Jesus Christ and has given us the ministry of reconciliation. That is, that God was in Christ reconciling the world to himself, not imputing their trespasses to them. In other words, saying that now you are absolved of your sin. You are now found righteous. You are now justified. It is a legal term. Not imputing their trespasses to them, and has committed to us the word of reconciliation. Let's jump to verse 21. For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. It's that simple to understand. But yet, according to Rob Bell's view, God is evil because, he would send the sinners, or rather, according to Rob Bell's view, the good people, even though the Bible says Jesus himself speaking in Mark that there is not any good except for one, which is God. There's not any good. See, there's that common misconception that, humans are technically good people inherently. No. Jeremiah 17:5 tells us that cursed is the man that places his trust in man, because he will make the flesh his strength and he will depart from God. It's very simple. We are corrupt and we need a savior. It was that simple. But what is Rob Bell trying to say by this? Later on, he goes on to state this.
This is why lots of people want nothing to do with the Christian faith. They see it as an endless list of absurdities and inconsistencies, and they say, why would I ever want to be a part of that?
Inconsistency? What does he mean by that? Inconsistencies? What? Does he actually believe in his innermost being that there are inconsistencies in the Bible, in God's inerrant word? But yet he finishes with this.
See, what we believe about heaven and hell is incredibly important because it exposes what we believe about who God is and what God is like.
Thank you very much. I'm glad he stated that, because he himself, according to these previous questions that he has asked, and his statements now reveal what he thinks about God. I mean, we don't need to read his book in order to see what he thinks about God. He's already stated what he believes about God in this video, and it's heresy. It's damnable. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to leave you with this. 1 John chapter 1. This is the message, verse 5. This is the message which we have heard from him and declare to you, that God is light and in him is no darkness at all. If we say that we have fellowship with him and walk in darkness, we lie and we do not practice the truth. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses us from all sin. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus was sent to earth to die for our sins so that we can be reconciled to God. Remember, hell was not a place that was created for human beings, God's creation. It was originally intended for Satan and his minions. But since Adam sold us, he threw us all into sin. But God gives us an escape. Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. Remember, if you are not yet knowing who Jesus is, get to know him today. Believe in him, and you will be saved. And this is a message that we Christians must preach to the rest of the world, so that they too can escape the coming judgment, and that we can live forever and share that good news. The good news, that is the good news, that Christ came to die for us, and that we may be eternally reconciled with him. That's all the time I have left for today. I hope you join me for next week's podcast. And if you're in the vicinity, Miami vicinity, visit us every single Friday night at 8 p.m. 3175 Southwest 25th Street in Miami. Visit our website, lwim.org, and sign up for our email update so that you can receive exclusive content and the latest news in regards to everything and anything LWYM. Until next week, may the Lord shine his face upon you.